most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
We have some fun, stupid audio coming up. Crazy things around this world we call the internet. Have y'all heard of that? The
what?
Internet? Yeah. Mm-hmm. People make fools of themselves. Actually, there's a lady that has a tip for how you can find a good man.
Ooh.
Or basically how to stay away from bad ones. That's also part of it. It's a two-parter.
Yeah.
So, but then, of course, I have to blow it apart. So all of that coming up in a few minutes.
Well, I'm heartbroken this morning. It says Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly have broken up.
Again?
Oh. Again. And she just announced she's pregnant. Yeah. I mean, she's been pregnant, I think, for a little bit. But the big announcement was a few weeks ago, and they've split up again. I thought those two were going to go the distance.
Yeah.
It's a red flag if you have to drink his blood.
Right. That's a good point. That is a good point.
Yeah. So, weirdos.
Hopefully. Trash. They're just white trash.
Well, would it make more sense for them to be together even if they are white trash?
Yeah, it would make sense for them to be married and stop being white trash and focus on the children.
Sure. Yeah.
Because he's having to, he's got a role in her children as a stepfather, her other children.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, stop being white trash. Are those the only two choices? Continue being white trash and stay together, or continue being white trash and split up?
Those are two of the big ones.
Yeah. Because it's just in their nature, I think, to be white trash.
Mm-hmm. And they might consume other people's lives that aren't white trash.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, stay together, just a big ball of trash. Give the kid up for adoption.
I love bringing those two up because it gets TJ fired up. I don't know. He's got a special thing for those two.
Sure.
Love.
Yeah, Lynn will take that baby.
I sure will.
Will you?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how it'd turn out.
Well, I don't think it would have all that in, genetically, all that weird show business trash.
Yeah, you want
to Chipotle is trending today because the CEO announced that due to inflation, they're going to increase prices 2%. And Chipotle has been in the news a lot because people claim that their portion sizes have gotten smaller over the past couple of years. And you just don't get as much bang for your buck. And they said the quality has also slipped a little bit. So,
you know what I think, Riggins? I'm no business, analyst or anything. But I think a lot of this kind of stuff comes from not having to face your customers. Because everybody is faceless. Chipotle is one of those where a lot of their clientele orders it on the app and just runs in and picks it up. You don't have to sit there and serve them and have them pay the bill and look at you and go, wow, things have really gotten expensive, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have a conversation with them about how things are going.
That's true.
Maybe.
So they just look at numbers and that's it.
Yeah. Faceless people just buying their products.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. That is a hot take.
Mm-hmm.
And today is National Stretching Day, so if you enjoy a Chipotle bowl, maybe do a little stretching. Very helpful. It's good for the body and the mind.
And be mindful of your breathing when you're stretching.
That's very important. Mm-hmm. So Lindsay's back on the show. How well do we all know each other? Do we know each other at all? We're going to find out next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So we get, TJ, I'm sure you get this question a lot. Lindsay, probably the same thing. Is everybody on the show like they are off the air?
Yeah.
That's the number one question I got.
Yeah.
Nonstop.
And I always say, I kind of have the same thing. I go, yeah, from what I know. Because let's be honest, TJ, how long have we known each other? 20 years?
Yeah, since you were in college.
Long time.
Oh, mm-hmm. Man, today I'm long.
Yeah. Maybe. But do you think you know me?
Yeah. Yeah. As much as you allow people to know you, Riggins.
I guess I think that applies to everybody, though. Mm. I know as much as you're willing to share. It turns out I didn't know a lot about a lot of people that have been on the show. I didn't know a lot.
Yeah.
But I think I have a pretty base knowledge of what makes you tick and what you like and what you don't mm-hmm. like. Lindsay, do you feel the same about everybody?
I do.
Okay, well, let's put it to the test. There's a game called What Ifs out there that's making the rounds on mm-hmm. TikTok, and it'll tell us what we do or don't know about all of us on the show. TJ, I'll start with you. If Lindsay could appear on one show, would it be a dating show, a sitcom like Friends or a cooking competition? Okay. Which one do you think she would like to appear or would appear on?
The dating show.
Absolutely.
Even being married.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
That's
you
true.
You know, if when you have like the Tinder app and stuff, I still like to swipe it. Or my friends, yeah. I'll still swipe. You know, that's just my thing. So, yeah, put me on that dating app. Mm-hmm. I'll take my ring off for a minute.
Yeah, because she'd just look at it as a competition.
Right.
I could win the date. The guy would want to date me. Now, mm-hmm. I don't know if I would. She wouldn't go out on a date with him, but no. She'd just play the game.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
All right, Lindsay, if TJ could only eat one type of cuisine for the rest of his life, mm-hmm. what would he pick? Italian, Mexican, or sushi?
Mexican.
That.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's
you're
correct.
Supposed
yeah.
to answer. Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
That's an easy one. Rob, if TJ could only drink one beverage for a year, would he choose coffee, water, or soda?
Coffee.
I think it would be water.
Oh, you don't know TJ at all, Rob. You're a fraud.
I would
you
have
know,
coffee
nothing.
Or water. Yeah.
I wouldn't
yeah.
Now, beer would have been one of the choices. That would have made it easy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Lindsay, if Tech D Rob was offered fast food for life, he'd pick Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, or Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Yay.
Of course.
Yay.
That is true.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yay. We know each other.
TJ, if Lindsay could only travel to one place forever, would she pick a beach destination, the mountains, or a bustling city?
The beach.
Hands down.
The beach. All right. Yeah. And there's Lindsay. Lindsay, if I could only pack one thing for a trip, what would I bring? A phone, my favorite outfit, or a snack stash?
Ooh. Your phone.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That is my phone. Absolutely. TJ, if, let's see here. What if, Lindsay had to rely on one friend in crisis. Would they call their best friend? Would she call her best friend from childhood, her significant other, or one of us, her coworkers?
Oh, she would call her significant other.
Yeah.
That is correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, great.
Y'all be second. Y'all be second.
Would we? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Makes me feel a little better. Okay. Thank God you picked your husband, or else that would have been terrible.
Yeah, well, it was questionable.
All right.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So this Saturday, we're looking so forward to bringing or taking the Christmas spirit to an entire town in North Carolina that was destroyed by the floods of Hurricane Helene. The town is called Old Fort, and they weren't going to have their Christmas festival this year because everything got destroyed in the floods. So breaking and entering Christmas steps in, and we are taking the whole, as they say, the kids say, the whole shebang, you know, the decorations for the town, even an ice skating rink for the children and stuffed animals for all the kids and things of that nature. So thanks to our sponsors, Lily and Grace, which is a beautiful boutique gift shop and furniture store in the Langtree area of Mooresville. So as well as Jewelers on Main in downtown Mooresville, North Carolina, Blackfin in Charlotte, FS Drinks, Wild Wing Cafe, Lowe's Home Improvement donated so much stuff, and we really appreciate it, and Snowflake Village. So be on the lookout for the videos and all coming from that. Now, this is a lady who says that she knows how to pick a good man, and she's advising all others. Check it out.
My favorite men are the men that just work. Like, if you're a man, you need to be at work. Where all the good men, they are at work, doing their job, focusing on their job, excelling in their field. Those are the best men, because a man who is not happy with his career or where he's at in life are the most evil men you will ever, ever meet. They're the most insecure, evil men. They will ruin your life, and they're just not fun to be around. Guys, working, career, happy, of course, probably wants to excel more. We all do. But like, that man is your man. The man that's not happy with where he's at in his career, bye. Bye, 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 bye. Love you, bye. See you later. Can't chat.
Which I agree with the concept of that.
Uh-huh.
But one would also say that if you're looking for a good mate, man or woman, someone who goes on social media and uses the F word. is not really what you're looking for.
Right. Do we trust her opinion? Right. Exactly. Yeah.
If someone doesn't have proper decorum.
Correct.
Then you don't need to be, you know, looking at them as being a good husband or wife.
Mm-mm. And I think you're just, if you're evil, you're evil. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I see where she's coming from. If you're not happy with certain things in your life, you're not going to be as happy. But okay, duh.
Now, if you're offended by what I said, I'm not saying that I'm a goody two-shoes and that you shouldn't, you know, if you cuss from time to time or whatever, then it makes you a bad person. But if you're going on social media and presenting yourself to the public and you can't refrain from using profanity in that little, you know, 60 seconds, you got a problem.
Yep.
You need to brush up on your vocabulary skills and you need to know how to act in public. You need to know what proper decorum is.
Yep. And I think a lot of people think they're being funny.
Mm-hmm.
So they clearly don't have she doesn't have a good
right.
judge of what's funny. Because it's not.
No. But otherwise, I agree with her. The best man is a man who's working.
Yeah,
and into his career.
Yeah.
Sure. And all of that.
Sure. I kind of agree.
Yep.
I mean, she's just out of her blanket mind. I'm kidding. But see, if she would have reached out to me first and let me approve that video, that would have been saving her a lot of embarrassment at this point.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Hi. How you doing? So, as if Lindsay's not full of herself enough, I had a radio executive text me yesterday just to tell me that Lindsay is a good storyteller.
And that... it blows my mind, kind of, and I thank you for that, because I don't think I'm really good at anything ever, but yeah. I appreciate that.
Right. Well, you had a great teacher. Anyway.
True.
Moving on.
True.
I didn't tell him that, though. I didn't say I taught her all that stuff.
You truly did. Mm,
but I didn't tell him. I said, I'm going to wait until more people are listening, and then I'll tell him.
Yeah.
He can listen to it on the show.
Well, I mean,
no, I'm just kidding.
I mean, you
I'm
did.
Just kidding. Yeah, but I mean,
yeah,
I've tried with other people and they never got it.
Well, I'm not going to take any credit because when I started,
was it bad?
It was. What do you mean? Was it bad? You were there.
I don't remember.
Were you just like
was
blacking out?
Yeah,
yeah, because it was so bad. Oh, you were stoned. I meant probably. You blacked out because I was so bad.
No, I'm just kidding. It's all you.
Thank you.
Now, Riggins, do you like when your Christmas, because you give your mother a Christmas list that she asks for every year, things that you want. Do you like it when everything is a surprise, or do you like knowing ahead of time, I got you this, it was on your list?
No, I like a surprise.
Yeah.
Sure.
I do too. And it's one of the things, it was such a big deal in my house growing up that everything be a surprise that my parents would lose it if somebody accidentally found something that they were getting for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I kind of get it.
It's like, mm-hmm. You're not getting it now.
Yeah.
Like, what? I didn't go searching for it. I just accidentally found it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you like it knowing, Lindsay, or you like a surprise?
Oh, I like knowing, but I love giving surprises.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I'm different, but.
But like my daughter, since she's been an adult, I think pretty much every Christmas she picks out what she wants and then my wife will tell her, okay, I got you that. And what size did you say you needed? It just came in and I don't know if this is you usually wear this. Does it run big in that company or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which I hate.
Yeah. It kind of takes some of the magic out of the holiday.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I need to know everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I love giving surprises.
Right. But then it's the question was, do you want surprise gifts or do you want to know that you're getting something you wanted? But the surprise can still be something that you wanted.
Yeah.
Sure.
Doesn't mean it's automatically going to be something you didn't want.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying that Riggins, you know, gives his mom a list every year. She asks for it because she wants it to be a surprise, but she also wants it to be something that they want, that they, you know. Now, if she gets everything on the list, which you said the other day, if you give her a list, she gets everything that's on the list. Well, that takes some of the surprise away from it. Well, you know that whatever you give her on the list is what you're getting.
Yeah, and she also knows that if she doesn't get me one of those things, I will mistreat her.
Yeah.
Badly.
Right. And it doesn't count as elder abuse if it's your mom.
Right, right. We're related.
It's a joke.
So does Kyle have surprise gifts for you, Lindsay, or do you know everything he's getting you?
I don't ever know anything, and I think this is why my mentality is that I want to know.
Is he not a good gift?
He is. It's just I'm a control freak, you know me.
Yeah.
And I want exactly what I want, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you're listening, that's why I said this year, no, don't get me anything. No, just ask me if you're thinking of something.
Well, that's magic.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Oh, wait, hang on.
Hang on, dude. Hey, bud.
Hey, oh, dude. There's a big treat that is about to be available, and I think Riggins is going to be the one most excited about this fast food item that is on the way.
Ooh, love a treat. Love a midweek treat.
And it is, an exaggeratedly huge version of one of your favorite treats ever.
Oh, gosh.
Ooh.
Well, and you know, I'm a quantity over quality
right.
guy.
Right.
Absolutely.
But I ain't gonna lie, this thing is huge.
Just bring me a lot of it.
It's
I don't
huge.
Care. Another treat for anybody out there, the new Angelina Jolie vehicle, it's called Maria, is now on Netflix. She plays an opera singer. And there's a lot of Oscar buzz. They say she is fantastic in this movie as an opera singer who went through alcoholism, drug problems, and this sort of documents the end of her career.
How much singing is in it?
I don't know.
I would probably like the story. I wouldn't like any of the singing.
Is it her actually singing?
I believe so.
Okay.
I think she said she trained for 6 months to be able to sing in the movie. Now, this is at the end of this opera singer's career where she was not as a... powerful and
good.
Impressive.
Right. Yeah.
Now, but so Angelina Jolie is super, super talented.
Super talented.
So is her dad.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a talented
family. People nowadays don't give him the credit that he deserves as being a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
He was in the movie The Champ, one of my favorite movies of all time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember that.
I
remember that story.
I don't want to get into it, Lindsay.
Yeah.
It makes me emotional. But yeah, so that is out on Netflix today if you're interested. They say Taylor Swift gave out over almost $200 million in bonuses during the Eras Tour, which lasted 20 months. Almost $200 million to production assistants, people that did the stage setups, her backup dancers and singers. Everybody was getting paid. The truck drivers that hauled all the equipment from arena to arena, stadium to stadium, rather, got big bonuses. So
that's good.
She's a good employer.
That's good. And I was shocked that masculine white men were on that list. I figured she would just leave them out.
No way.
Since there's a war on that.
No.
Figure.
No way. So what is, we're wrapping up another year. What's the dumbest trend we found in 2024? We'll get to the bottom of it next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Was 2024 a tough year for you, TJ?
Yes.
It was tough.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are saying that. It was a hard year.
Yeah. It is, without getting into all of it, but you know, I think it's been a hard year for the entire country.
I totally agree. But there are some lighthearted moments, especially when it comes to food trends. I mean, we've seen so many of those things now with the TikTok on everybody's phone. I mean, you can just consume this content at an alarming rate. Chili's were one of the beneficiaries of these food trends. Their mozzarella sticks became such a hit that they say it accounts for 40% of their business is doing that triple dipper platter, which is where those mozzarella sticks are with the rest of the appetizers. 40% of their business is due to their, you know, this thing, and it includes these mozzarella sticks. If you've seen the videos, people bite into them and they stretch the mozzarella cheese high above their heads.
In the car.
Sometimes sitting at the table, but it has really been very successful for them.
Yeah.
So that's a good trend. It's helping the business and it makes for good content. But there are there any stupid food trends that you hope to leave in 2024? TJ, yeah. I know you've got a ton of these.
I want to get back to people using the term mix and stir as verbs and not nouns. So right. If somebody's doing a demonstration, they say, and then give that a good mix and we're going to give that a nice stir. And it's all just a trend. I would also like for, if you're going to make a video of yourself eating in the car, make it be drive through type food. Don't go in the house and cook something and then come back out and eat it in the car.
Ugh.
And, you know, give your opinion of it.
You don't want to eat pork chops and gravy in the in a Honda Pilot?
It's so weird.
It's goofy to me. Yeah. It's just goofy.
So at TJ Riggins Show, what's one of the dumber food trends? And Lindsay, I know you go out to eat a lot. So if anything stand out?
I don't know.
Hanging everything on little hooks at a gastro pub is not my thing.
Yeah.
Hanging donuts on hooks and things
no,
like that.
No, that's... Yeah, I don't like any of the car sitting scenes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm like, you're getting food in your seat. Like, I just can't. Ugh.
Yeah, and I don't like calling every type of meat a protein. When what would you like for your protein? Yeah. Just call it meat. What kind of meat do you want?
Everything's a protein. Ugh. Christy has a great one at TJ Riggins Show. The ones where people are showing you how to make their waters for the day. That was a big thing for a lot of months.
That was.
Let's make my water with me. You make the water, and they add like food, you know, syrups and all that dumb stuff. I'm glad to leave that in 2024.
Like dirty sodas.
Dirty sodas is another popular answer. Yeah. So at TJ Riggins Show, if you've got a great one.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I just realized something. I made such a big deal about having this new information that people are going to be thrilled about, but I mean, I forget that I'm, you know, 91 years old, and if I see something on the internets, then young people have probably seen it already. So you probably already know about this, Riggins, but I figure this is going to be the biggest thing for you.
I'm excited.
Subway has a new footlong coming.
Okay.
So you haven't heard this about their new footlong that's starting in January?
I have no idea.
Okay, good. It's going to be a footlong Oreo.
What?
A footlong Oreo.
The cookie?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
And you love Oreos.
Yeah. I love Oreos. How does that work?
Yeah.
I guess it's just an Oreo. Instead of being round, it's a big, long cookie.
Does it fit in a cup of milk is my question. I guess
it has to be a 2-foot cup of milk.
my goodness.
Have you seen it?
Holy. Oof. Give me.
That's crazy.
Give me 6 inches of Oreo. I think that's fine.
I would eat the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
See, and I'm not that big of an Oreo, the original Oreo. Now, if that was a golden Oreo or a lemon, I'd be all on that.
Get out
but
of
I don't like that old mud chocolate. Yeah. I'm not a dark chocolate person, so that mud.
Mm-hmm.
I love
an Oreo. I don't like.
I love a golden Oreo too. Double stuffed golden Oreo. Oh, I think it's the perfect cookie. But I also love regular Oreos. But what can you realistically eat a 12-inch Oreo
in one sitting?
Yeah, it doesn't say you have to eat it, you know, in one sitting, or you're gonna, you know, have to pay double for it. Or
right,
something.
Right.
Well, it's fast.
But you take it with you, right?
Does
anybody eat Subway in the Subway?
No.
I don't know.
No, it's like
so just take it with you.
Yeah.
Now, Rob would eat it by the time he got home because he doesn't believe in fast food making at home.
Especially if it's warm.
It's his rule.
If the Google streetcar catches him eating a footlong Oreo on camera, I will die.
But you know good and well, Lindsay would eat that whole thing before day's end.
I couldn't stop.
Yeah.
Like, I would say, I'm eating half now, I'll save half for later, but I couldn't stop.
Yeah, later is 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Later is when I get out of the store.
Right.
I'm going to leave it in the car until I come out of the store.
Yeah. That's why I can't buy anything like that.
Yeah. What did you do today? Well, I got my hair done. I ate a foot long Oreo. That should not be part of your day.
And it's not even like a foot long homemade, home baked cookie that's soft and all that. It's just an old Oreo. You No thanks.
Yeah.
I'll eat a foot long snickerdoodle. Thank you very much.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
My name is TJ. I have two kids. They are adults now. They're 24 and 21, respectively.
Yeah.
I never have just like been one of those parents that just constantly brags on their kids all the time and things like that, because I mean, they're my kids. Obviously, I think they're great. And I don't want to turn people off and go, oh, he does brag on his kids. But my daughter has always been on top of things that are trendy, and she knows every type of music from the 70s until today. I mean, she could get in any of those name that tune competitions at a bar and just smoke it. But I think it's funny now because when she was little, she used to look at Lindsay as filling her in on the fashion that was up to date or the trendy things in fashion and all of that. Well, now she could do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not with the fashion stuff, because I mean, you got to dress like an old lady now. So you and sure. Lainey wouldn't be dressing alike.
No.
I'm kidding. Of course.
So burn.
But probably a year, maybe a year and a half ago, she said, when I come home to visit, I'm going to try to find my old digital cameras because they're coming back. People are really into the digital cameras now. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see it for a while, but now they say that's one of the number one things on people's wish list. Young people's wish list is for an old school digital camera.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's true.
Do they still sell them?
Yeah.
They do.
They've started, you know, making them up again and some things, but a lot of people are selling them on eBay and all.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm sure the newer ones are better, you know. But
they're supposed to have that same look, though, for their Instagrams and stuff.
So you got to take the picture and then put it on your phone.
Yeah. They're coming in cute pastel colors.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really? I've already been looking at some.
And this is not a Polaroid camera. This is the
Sony flat digital cameras that everybody used to carry. Had a little loop on it for your wrist.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You carry it like a clutch or...
They even started making them in pink. I remember there was like different colors.
I had hot pink.
Yeah. Did you
really? Oh, yeah. Matched my razor that was hot pink.
And lavender is another color.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
So now my dilemma is, okay, she was ahead on that, and we already had a couple of those things that she's already been using. So now I want to take them from her and sell them.
Absolutely.
Yes.
She's probably not going to give them up, though. Because, I mean, they were hers to begin with.
Do you not love your daddy?
She don't, Brother Riggins, obviously.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.